Shalom, אנחנו לומדים.
Hello, we're learning the article "The Individual and the Nation" by Bala Sulam. You can find this article in our website. You can ask questions in our website, and relevant questions will be asked during the lesson.
We're studying the Uma newspaper, the Nation. That's the newspaper Bala Sulam disseminated back in the day, and he thought that he would be able to use that as a platform to write to the general public about the method of correction, explain the state of the people, what they have to come to according to the software, the program that exists in nature and is working on us, and what do we have to do in accordance with this software in order to develop in our understanding by the influence of the good forces on us. Well, he wanted to do it. As usual, there are many opposing forces that shut him down. They shut down the newspaper. He wanted to print in this paper, but later specific separate pamphlets came out, giving of Torah, their avot, and they also shut down that. They said he was a communist because he speaks about communes, about communion, connection. So you need to understand just how much his direction was correct. His approach was the right one according to nature, and there's nothing to do here. It has nothing to do with man's desire, or if you think one way or another, each one according to his political party. Rather, here it's according to the wisdom that he receives from nature. And that's why ultimately this is what triumphs. Let's see further what he says.
So in Hebrew, it's page 490 in Bala Sulam's book. We're in the newspaper, The Nation. It is therefore evident that the national love is the basis of every nation, just as egoism is the basis of all individually existing beings. Without it, it would not be able to exist in the world. Similarly, the national love in the individuals of the nation is the basis of the independence of every nation. This is the only reason for which it continues or ceases to exist. For this reason, this should be the first concern in the revival of the nation. This love is not presently within us, for we have lost it during our wandering among the nations for the past 2 millennia. Only individuals have gathered here, without any ties of pure national love among them. Rather, one is connected through a common language, another through a common homeland, a third through a common religion, and a fourth through common history. They all want to live here according to the measure by which they lived in the nation from which they came. They do not take into account that there it was a nation based on its own members before he or she had joined it, and which he or she took no active part in establishing it.
We don't understand, just, I'm talking about the Jews, just how much there is a feeling in a person that he belongs to a nation and that the nation belongs to him. Let's say a Frenchman. He lives with the French people. He feels himself as French. And he has a very special feeling that he belongs to the people and the people belong to him. Jews that were spread around in the diaspora, they tried to feel themselves as the people in which they lived, among which they lived. But it didn't work out this way, and the people themselves didn't accept them And as much as they tried to be like those people, they didn't succeed. They could be smarter, they could be more of everything, anything. Even do what's good for that nation, they could do better than those people. But it has nothing to do with it, anything. They don't feel the connection that exists between those people of that nation. And they also don't feel the connection that exists between them. Rather, as he said, only in time of trouble, like nuts in a sack. So this feeling of belonging to a nation does not exist completely. Try to feel this lack. It does not exist among Jews. But there is a lack for it, a little bit. But what is it? We don't even know. Have no clue. But we can awaken at least the feeling of deficiency for it that exists there. This exists. And we can awaken those things in our dissemination. What exists in each and every nation. It could be a Russian, Turk, German, wherever he may be. Even if he's outside of Russia or Turkey or Germany and so on and so forth. Doesn't matter. He has a feeling that he belongs to a certain nation. He's part of it. And this natural feeling exists in him. And a Jew doesn't have that feeling. Only in a time of trouble. But if it's not a time of trouble, if not for problems, we can spread in all directions throughout the world and not feel that he belongs to the nation of Israel. I was amazed to discover it in such a way in the United States. I'm talking to Jewish people in my age that went through a lot in life. They don't feel any affinity, any obligation, any connection to the people. I'm not even talking about the state of Israel. We see it according to the studies and everything they say. But there's no connection. Each and every one, they severed these national ties. This is a spiritual thing that does not exist. It's very hard to describe it. But that's what's going on here. And he's saying that it's missing from among us for the past 2,000 years. It's a spiritual phenomenon. We can revive it on a spiritual level towards us and the rest of the world above the ties that they have among the inside the nation. Above these ties, we can build spiritual ties. In us, these can only be spiritual ties. We do not possess these other ties because from Babylon, from all those 70 nations that existed in Babylon, we are representatives of all those nations. So we have no connection to any nation, and we can be connected only to a spiritual nation, the people of the Creator. Clear?
This hate, this cutoff between the Jews and their nation is explained in different reasons that we're like, we think we're better than others, or maybe we're conquering other nations, other rational explanations.
What do you mean rational?
Rational.
In which nation? Give me an example of a nation that lacks the feeling of that nation, like us. Where else does it happen? Why is it rational?
No, the arguments, why we're...
Have we done something that no other nation did corporeally? Why did we lose that connection between us? Say it. Give an example from history. Yes, there were nations and they would disperse the nation, but then the nation would disappear. We did not disappear, but as a nation, but the connection between us disappeared.
Yes, but what I'm talking about is if you take the Jews in the U.S. for the sake of the matter, when they look at what's happening in Israel, the way they view it, these are inhumane things. They want to differentiate themselves from that. That's logical. Their argument is it repulses them. They want to differentiate themselves.
You're separating yourself from the people or from those parts of the people that think this way? Of course you have right-wing, left-wing, Democrats, liberals, you have capitalists, chauvinists, you have those people in each and every nation, especially in Israel. You have 20 political parties. So each party kicks the other party. So what? It doesn't mean that I'm coming out of the people, that I lose connection with them. I remain a Jew. I don't accept what they're doing. It's not the same.
But the basis of what is happening here, even if we take, for example, the example of the Jewish people, the chosen people, which is something which is fundamentally something that people want to get away from.
Okay, but it doesn't mean that I leave the people because of that, that I lose the inner connection. So there are such in the people who think they are chosen ones. Yeah, go to Mea Shearim or Bnei Brak, and they'll say, we are chosen people. And there are those who say, no, we're not chosen, we're like everyone. There are those who say, no, we're chosen because we need to serve everyone. We have all kinds. You're talking about temporary things, external things, that seemingly sever those inner threads that connect each member of the nation. And you can't do it. Only a spiritual force can do it. Can do this action, sever the connection between us.
So, what is the connection between the excuse they give to themselves, which according to their view, they detach from Israel?
It's convenient for them. I met many of those. It feels convenient. We don't belong to Israel. We don't belong to anything. What do you mean? Of course. I saw it. What? How's it called, that convention we were at? Yeah, Israeli American something, IAC or something. What was it, 5 years ago? You should have heard them. They don't want to acknowledge not Israel, not Jews, nothing. How can I find a place in America where I will forget who I am or what I am? I'm an American. That's it. That's it. Why else did they come to that place? Oh, to the Congress place? To know if they can take advantage of something, take something away from there, receive something. I deserve something. Yeah, I'm from Israel. I'm Jewish. But the tendency is completely opposite.
What I'm really asking is the explanation about the emotional detachment from Israel, from the people, is spiritual. So how can you convey it in a way that is rational? Because they have different explanations why they are detaching.
You can't. I'm not even trying to argue with them. I'm not doing anything about it. It's impossible to prove anything. It's only if part of the nation which does support love thy friend as thyself, which is the style of connection between the Jews that have to disseminate it to the world, if we hold on to it and implement it. Only in that way we can. They can't. I'm not trying to convince them to do any actions. I'm not even turning to them. I'm not turning to them. In my eyes, they're completely dead. You can't turn to them. As much as I tried, America, Canada, no. He knows as much as I'm willing to go and appear before everybody. I get invitations from Canada to give a lecture somewhere. I just don't go. It's dead matter. That's it. Also in America, but it depends somehow. So here we need to understand that we've lost this connection between us as the nation of Israel for 2,000 years. It's not there, as Bala Sulam says. Keep going. What, Tzvika?
I'm not really accepting what you say this morning.
Why?
I'm relating to what Bala Sulam says, not to what the friends are saying.
What?
And from this, he says that the national love is the basis of every nation. So are we not a nation? What are we?
You're not a nation because you've connected with the 70 nations of the world. You were in some... in a tribe of Coco, and I was in the tribe of Momo, and he was in the tribe of Yo-Yo. And we were in different groups within all those tribes, each one in his own tribe. We had a feeling that we belonged to that family. Came Abraham and said, guys, let's rise above this, otherwise we're going to fight each other all the time. Let's raise a degree. We heard it. We made an effort. We didn't have a great will to receive back then. We made an effort and we ascended and connected. And we had a connection between us that was unique and greater than the connection we had in our tribes. And we became as one nation called the Nation of God, because the force of the Creator connects between us. That's why it's called the Nation of God. If there wasn't that force, it wouldn't be. It would be Erev Rav. Erev Rav. So today we aren't the Nation of God, but we have an opportunity to. And that force, that connection that holds us from above, it's not here. Doesn't exist. So what are you asking about? You don't agree with me. Don't agree with me. Who am I?
No, I didn't say I disagree with you. I'm saying there's this spirit here that says, like, we don't have even a state. We don't have a flag, nothing.
Oh, so a country you don't have.
What, you have an army, you have a flag, you have a...
Except for the Istadlut, the union, we don't have anything. There is nothing. All these things, as Bala Sulam explains, how did they give us the country? On the condition that we have an opportunity for redemption, an opportunity for a state, an opportunity for a nature that was given from above. Only an opportunity.
But look, now this is what I don't understand.
Feel it from inside. Through your bones, through your feeling, you only have an opportunity. All these things exist artificially. What do the Arabs say about us? That it's not a country, but what? Some entity, but they don't say it's a state. And I agree. I agree with them. Because it's not a Jewish country. It can be a different country, but for Jews, there can only be a country if it exists under the law of love thy friend as thyself. Otherwise, no. Otherwise, it's only an opportunity. Opportunity, I agree. The fact that there's a country, I don't. Even though I'm a big Zionist, you know, all I devoted my life for it. But it's not true. According to the true spiritual definition, it's not right. What can you do? It doesn't depend on me. These definitions aren't created by me.
What nation is a nation in the world? If we're not a nation, who is a nation?
Let's say I look at what Joseph Flavius writes. He writes very nice. You have Germans that came out of Babylon. Germans, French, English. Take his book and see. It's full of it. everybody have scattered out of Babylon, became nations. Oh, so in Babylon, they were like little nations. They were clans. But before, what? There was one nation? Meaning they got along. Afterwards, they started arguing as usual. When the ego grows, they developed a bit more. And then they had a choice to connect above the ego. That's what Abraham invented, or to go with the ego. So part went here and part there.
Since I was sure, because there was this gathering from all over the world, Jews came to Israel, said we'll establish our own state. I was sure we were a chosen people and we'll build something, like you said, our nation. From all over the world, people came to Israel. How can you explain it?
First of all, don't say every nation and who was there. If not for Jews suffering in Russia from all those pogroms, and you wouldn't have any nation here. They ran away from all kinds of places. You know who'd come? The rich people gave money. And here all the poor people came. The successful ones stayed overseas. The unsuccessful like you came here. Okay, come on. That's also true and good. It's all according to human ego. But don't get confused. According to a spiritual definition, we're not a nation and not a country, but we only have an opportunity to be. It was given. And the option. What do you want all the time?
I just want to ask about America. There's no American people. There are people from all over the world.
Right.
Can you explain that?
No, I don't want to talk about them. I don't want to explain it.
But you did talk about America.
Yeah, but not the American nation. They also feel themselves as like a nation because of rules, but it's not. It's like Europe wanted to do. We'll see. As much as America is going to start crumbling, just falling apart to all their states, and you'll see. If they won't start connecting by a method above the ego, so in the ego, they'll start falling apart. No problem. They're prepared for it. First, between the states. 50 states, they'll fall apart.
It's not clear to me what the Jews want to do after they read something of ours.
I also don't know what the Jews want to do. That's not a question for me.
What are we telling them to do?
I'm not saying anything to them. I'm not turning to American Jews.
Fine, but
I'm done with that. I put my articles, our materials out there. I asked the groups to do it. But just explain to the Jews what they have to expect if they continue in this way. So the next Holocaust will be there.
So what are we telling them to do?
To do? To take their head in their hands and think very good. That's it. But whatever their mind won't do, time will do. The trouble will educate. What can you do? Keep going.
491, paragraph, however, when a person comes to Israel, where there are no prearranged orders that suffice for a nation to function on its own, we have no other national substance on which structure we can rely, and we also have no wish for it. Rather, we must rely entirely on our own structure. And how can we do this when there is no natural national connection that will unite us for this task? These loose ties, language, religion, and history, are important values, and no one denies their national merit. However, they are still completely insufficient to rely on as a basis for the independent sustenance of a nation. In the end, all we have here is a gathering of strangers, descendants of cultures of 70 nations, each building a stage for oneself, one's spirit, and one's leanings. There is no elemental thing here that unites us all from within into a single mass. I know that there is one thing that is common to all of us, the escape from the bitter exile. However, this is only a superficial union, like the sack that holds the nuts together, as was said above. This is why I said that we must establish for ourselves special education through widespread circulation to instill in each of us a sense of national love, both from one person to another and from the individuals to the whole, to rediscover the national love that was instilled within us since the time we were on our own land as a nation among the nations. This work precedes all others, because besides being the basis, it gives the stature and success to all the other actions that we wish to take in this field.
That means we have nothing else to do except for being concerned of uniting the nation here and uniting the Jews all over the world to their direction, to the purpose of the life, and the nations of the world, that they will know what the method of correction is, and how can it be that we will all connect to that method together, each one according to his desire, his state. That is actually what we need to do today. I wouldn't say that we need to invite everybody to Israel, as he writes here, and putting this country together. For us, it's enough to be connected online. Today, everything is virtual. What need, the main thing, is to understand that a time could come that the area on earth won't bring any importance. The main thing is the virtual world, how I'm connected to the others. So some special website will be called France, and some other special website will be called Britain, or Jews, or Turkish, or Roman, Romania, online. That will be called belonging to some nation. Like today, if it's some soccer team, or fashion, or whatever. It has nothing to do with existing on some area. We're advancing towards it. I don't want to talk about this too much because it's a bit... it's not the time yet. But then talking about the gathering of the nations, Israel, it's a bit more virtual. It'll be a virtual area, and then a spiritual area. Well, that's not for our days yet. That's ahead of us. Yeah.
But just a word about it. There's a futurist, Israeli futurist, wrote about it. It's called Cloud States. And you wrote a response about this article and how it relates to the vision of the last generation. and he's interested in our materials. He's interesting to see how this plays out. There's a project called the Jewish Cloud State, meaning how to use the cloud, the internet cloud, with new technologies that can disperse the decision-making process and blockchain and digital. There's a lot about it.
Please, let's write.
We're in touch with them, and you wrote an article about it. And
okay, we can keep doing it. Yes, Leo.
As I hear it, you keep going back to education and explanations, which is what we have to do.
Yeah.
In the last paragraph we read here, it seems to me like there's a lot more emotion here than intellect, like feelings of love in the nation. It seems like beyond explaining or next to it, what we should do is approach the people more emotionally, less with information, more with examples of what should be, to let people feel. And there's a feeling in the people. It seems like this is really a point that you can touch. There's a contact point here that maybe you can expand.
Please.
Not with the intellect, but what, with the feeling.
You can do anything, please.
I don't know how to do anything. No, I really don't. But I feel that it's not about teaching, it's about giving them a feeling.
Okay, like today we were saying that we have no internal connection. Can we awaken that deficiency or that feeling that it does have a place in each and every one, but that place is vacant for an interconnection between the people of the nation, that this interconnection between the people of the nation exists in all kinds of other people, and it doesn't exist within us? Is that something we can explain? Try. To the 70 nations in its foundation, today 70, it's kind of... But they do have such an interconnection, a natural connection. And we don't. Or we belong to Keter Chochma Bina, to the Rosh, but Chesed Gvor Tiferet Netzachot Yisod Malchut. Those are the 70 nations. They have it, we don't. We can only have it if we ascribe ourselves to the Rosh of the Potsuf.
After the virtual congress, there's a big convention, and we can really feel it approaching. And this congress is an example of something that we do, which is mainly feeling. Those who come feel. They don't need to understand anything. They can just feel that there's a very profound connection here among people. And it's special, different. It's something that they want. The question is, well, something in our dissemination needs to be there. Less talking to people and explaining to them, and more giving them a feeling and experience of the thing. I feel it also in the campus. And people also don't want so much talking. They want to feel.
That, yeah, of course, the whole wisdom of Kabbalah and the correction of man is a correction in the feeling, but how to do it, don't know. I personally am not an expert. Well, we'll see.
New York. Hello, Rav.
Shalom,
everyone. We just went through all four lessons of the Congress, and it was the feeling is amazing. I think everyone agrees it was. This turned out to be outstanding lessons.
No.
Two questions about it. First,
no. Leo, we, first of all, today we didn't have the fourth lesson. I'm sorry to inform you about it. We will need to go over it. Let's say Monday, Tuesday next week. We'll return to all the other things that belong to the Congress. But it's all preparation. Yeah.
treated it as a general rehearsal for many of the teams, and it was an amazing experience to see dozens of friends in every team from all over the world spring into action and put amazing efforts to prepare this and all the obstacles. The question is, first of all, if you know, what is your feeling about even the three lessons that we had? And in addition to that, after today's lesson, it's kind of felt that maybe dissemination or being a light unto the nations does have room in the Congress. Maybe it needs to be in the Congress. So what is your feeling about it?
We need to feel ourselves, all of us, as one group, directed toward the Creator, Yashar Kel, Israel, straight to the Creator. We need to feel that besides, that outside of the boundaries of the world, Ne Baruch is all the nations of the world. And we have to work toward them. So it needs to be clear to us. This is the Rosh, this is the Guf, the head, the body, and we need to tend both to our Rosh, our mind, so it's clearer to us, so we have more power, more understanding, more flexibility in our explanations, more closeness and understanding what is happening in the body, meaning in all of humanity, how we approach them, and also how we connect them to us. This is the topic that is so important to us right now. And we can see, according to the developments in the world and what is happening there, that this is the most pertinent topic, and this is why it compels us to do this. Really, we have nothing more to do, only this. And the more we implement it, the more we will feel how we grow, because only according to our ability to connect with the outside kli will there be a need for us, a need in us as the inner kli, the rosh of the patuf. Otherwise, it doesn't exist. If the body is not suitable, it doesn't want it, it doesn't agree, then there's no rosh. There's only a body that's just corporeal, and that's it. The minute the body wants something spiritual, it invites, it summons these actions from the rosh, and the rosh is the coordinator between the body and the Creator, the intermediate between the body and the Creator. So there's the upper one, the Creator, and the lower one, which is the nations of the world, and we are in between, and that's how we have to work. That's the main topic that is now before us. And we should try to hone in on it, to emphasize it at the Congress.
About the feeling, what Lior was saying, I also want to recommend the introductory lectures. We work, we bring people, and the most important point is the lecture. It's very successful. If I can recommend putting a bit more feeling into the lecture, maybe a workshop, maybe try and connect it.
At the Congress, of course, we'll do it. Here we didn't have time. We took... You recommend to me what to do. You see the groups that we are seeing. I don't know what you have, where you are. Say you are in Haifa. How many monitors, how many screens, how many groups do you see? If I see 20 groups in front of me, if I have a group of a list of groups that want to appear, all these names of groups that he read, these are the groups that want to ask a question during the lesson. And besides, there are other questions. You see, New York, Afula, Moscow, Hadera, another, and more. What am I going to do? And then give us feelings and give us explanations. What can I do? Let's sit here the whole day long, and I'm willing. And then everyone will be happy.
I was speaking about the introductory evenings we had when new people come to hear about the wisdom of Kabbalah. there the feeling to bring people with a feeling of connection of what we feel in a workshop. I think that will be amazing.
No problem. You're in it? Go ahead. Give them lectures, get into it. Don't wait. There are those who know how to say things in a dry way. That too is needed.
That's the most important point. We do all the efforts, we bring the people to these lectures. The lectures, I think you should be more connected to the lecture itself, how it happens, how...
Only you. I totally agree with you, but I don't get into it. I don't get into it. You get into it. And with your example, show them what can be done. If you have feeling, and through the feeling you can activate people, you can get them into motion, that's the best. There's nothing better than a feeling. Leo, do you have anything else to say, to continue?
I really would love to pass the broadcast to Florida, to Orlando. They had the meal team, and they have a very special meal tonight. They have a few questions that are very important. They can ask a few minutes with your permission. Juan, please.
No, Orlando.
Orlando? Where are those two? Oh, now there are many. Can't see them.
Orlando.
I don't know. No Orlando. Right. If we don't have Orlando, what are we doing next?
No.
Okay. San Francisco, we didn't have them today. Fine. Okay.
Shomim?
Can you hear them? No, we can't hear you. We can't hear you. San Francisco. Oh, now we can.
You can't hear us?
No.
Yeah.
Can you hear us or not?
Yes. Yeah, we can hear. Go ahead.
Okay, Rav, can I ask about dissemination?
Yeah.
We have a question about disseminating to Jews online, on the social media.
Clear, yes.
We publish our materials on the internet and we don't really see a response. I'm speaking about dissemination between Jews, and we're trying to publish our materials and it's not going so well, or at least there's no response. The question is, how should we change the content or the form of the materials?
No, sorry, this is not to me. And now I won't answer you, even if I do have an idea. That's not the place. You have to communicate with our experts and see what they're saying, who succeeds, who doesn't succeed, see why you're not succeeding or you do, etc. I'm not part of it. I don't know. I don't have the mind to do these things. I'm giving you the basics, the foundations. You need to do how to bring it. You need to know how to bring it down to the people. This is not my character. I can give a lecture or something, but even when I do, there's too much intellect there, and maybe and too little emotion. Sometimes I do give emotion, but you need to be the experts. I don't know. But if you're not succeeding, it's a sign that you need to learn how to do it. And in order to learn, speak to others. Maybe others are successful. Look elsewhere, what they're doing, not with the wisdom of Kabbalah, with something else, what they recommend, how they clothe it. If I want to sell something, I don't know, rocks, I wrap the rocks with something, with some shiny paper, and then they buy it. I don't know. You need to know how to present it. That's it. I have nothing more to say. Moscow.
два момента относительно сегодняшнего урока. Первый, два вопроса тут у нас есть. Первый вопрос.
We have a few questions. First one. A nation or a country can be two different words in all kinds of languages. And in Hebrew, the word nation, it's one meaning. Is that a result of what you were talking about in the lesson?
Is this a question? I don't know. What's the question?
Is the word, there's languages where the word nation and nationality, it's two different things. And in Hebrew, it's like it's one word. Is that the result of what you were talking about today?
Normally, when he talks about the nation, he means the Israeli nation, and nationality, he means the Jewish people in general. I can't say more than that. I don't have a feeling about these things. I can only tell you this. As we learned, the Israeli nation, or the people of Israel, doesn't exist. It doesn't exist until it connects. Just like in the days of Abraham, so it is now. They exist only as an opportunity to be a nation. A potential. Is that clearer? Opportunity is less clear. He's Romania. What can you do? All right, guys. Now, you have a meal ahead of you. Bon appetit, everyone. And finish it.
One announcement for the end. Zal lesson, you're welcome. Today at 1 p.m. to watch the Zal lesson with Rav Leitman. Thank you, everybody. Good day. Introductory course to the wisdom of the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah campus is happy to invite you to an introductory lesson to the introductory course. It'll take place in 18 branches of our campus. Admission is 30 shekel. Please sign up in advance or our toll-free number or the website. Thank you and good day.
בזמן שמתחילים לגלות את אהבת חברו תכף מתעוררת בו הרגשת שמחה ותענוג ברגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו רק כשיש אהבת כלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב נשחקים הלבבות אפילו שיהיו של איתנים ומקירות ליבו מוציא חמימות ואהבה רגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבה תלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבה תלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבה תלות הנפש